Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're interviewing Dr. Tom Wyda, who is the Chief Medical Officer for University Medical Center. Dr. Wyda will discuss the value and importance of Medicare wellness visits. These annual visits with your doctor can help identify future health problems before they become an issue. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Dr. Tom Wyda, thanks for joining us today. We're talking about annual checkups for folks my age and a little older, folks using Medicare. It's an entire different set of concerns as we age. Begin with the headline. If we have the headline, if you're on Medicare, you ought to get an annual checkup, what would you begin the article with beneath that headline?
Well, I would say you should get an annual wellness visit, but that is not a physical. The Medicare annual wellness visit is not a physical. It's really an attempt to get to learn all about your past history, what type of conditions you have that might cause risk in the future. And so it really is an in-depth analysis. Most of it is history taking. And so it's not always checking your heart and checking this and checking that physically. It's really about getting to know what might give you trouble in the future.
My father is 90. And years ago, when they started doing an annual visit to the doctor with him, they started looking at things for his age group, things like possible dementia, memory, depression, things like this. What else? What are some of the things on the list of things that you become more concerned about with people getting their Medicare wellness checkup?
Right. Well, first off, Medicare is not just for over 65. Okay. So a lot of folks who have chronic illnesses may be on Medicare because they're on disability as well. So the age recommendations, though, span the whole continuum, so they can start at 50. So if you look at, have you had a colonoscopy? We're starting at 50. That should be done every 10 years to look for colon cancer. Depression screening is a very important piece in any age bracket. Falls assessment is another important area to look at. Dementia assessment, certainly as you get older, is another area that can be evaluated in the annual wellness visit. And then finally, as you age, and actually probably any age, having advanced directives and having that discussion is another good time to be done during the annual wellness visit.
Go into more detail about directives. Some people don't know what that is, or they say, oh, I don't want to talk about that, but it needs to be dealt with the sooner the better, correct?
Right. The advanced directives helps the caregiver know what you want when you're not able to communicate those wishes. So do you want to be placed on a ventilator if there's no hope of getting off that ventilator? Do you want to have a supplemental nutritional feeding, like a gastrostomy tube, a tube that goes into your stomach and gives you liquid feedings to prolong life when you may be unconscious or no hope of recovery? So it gives an idea of what you want a caregiver to do when you no longer can actually provide that information. Of course, having a power of attorney can also be very helpful in that situation. That's another discussion that you can have during this time.
Medicare that assists people of all ages, as you've already indicated, is a government program. Have the guidelines changed from the government as far as wellness checkups are concerned? Are there new directives for you, the doctor?
Well, it certainly has changed a lot. Medicare, when it first started, had nothing to do with prevention. It was only about treating disease. And so most recently, and this has only been within probably the last 4 or 5 years, they've really focused on prevention. So one of the things for the annual wellness visit is looking at what preventive studies you should have or what preventive measures should you have. So over 65, you should get your pneumonia vaccines. That's an important issue. Should get a flu shot. We're coming into that season, so getting a flu shot is important. Colonoscopy, as I mentioned, is another important screening test. If you've been a smoker, there are some tests that make sense as you age in order to get, such as if you're at risk for an aneurysm in your abdomen, which is you think of it as a blowout in your tire when it bubbles out the old inner tube tires. Well, that's what you're looking for with an aneurysm. If you were a smoker, there's a certain screening test to do there, or also screening tests to do for lung cancer, which would be a yearly CT scan.
going from just a treatment of disease to prevention seems so common sense. For a physician, that must be nothing but good news for you. You'd much rather prevent someone from dealing with a major problem like pneumonia in their 70s or 80s than just treating them when they come in. That's just nothing but smart.
Absolutely. It's much easier to catch things early when you can make a difference, when you can treat it early and cure it early. So doing that is very important. Like I said, decreasing the rate of pneumonia in the elderly is an important piece. Getting those pneumonia vaccines is really, really critical.
Let me ask this for our viewers today. I used to lie to my doctor. Back years ago when I was smoking, he'd say, "How much do you smoke?" And I'd say, "Oh, a little less than a pack a day." I was smoking about 2 packs a day. If you're going to be honest with anyone in the world, it ought to be your doctor, especially when you're getting a wellness exam.
Absolutely. It's important to tell them about those little things that may be troubling you or bothering you, because they may lead to something bigger. So it really is an important study, an important procedure. And I'm really happy that Medicare has thought to do an annual wellness visit, and we get to do that every year.
Nothing but good news for the patient.
And what's even better is that there's no deductible and no copay for the annual wellness visit. So it's a free visit courtesy of your government.
You'd have to try really hard to find an excuse not to get one.
You certainly do. But a lot of people, they say, "Oh, I don't want to give all that information. I don't want to spend that half hour it takes to give you that information," which is ridiculous, because as you know, doing that prevention can really save maybe lots of time in the doctor's office later.
Let's end with this. I asked you at the beginning of the interview to give me an article beneath the headline. Give me 3 main bullet points that jump in your brain when you're talking about this subject and our viewers who are watching this report.
Well, I think, one, an annual wellness visit for Medicare is all about prevention. It helps you have your doctor know you and know who your caregivers are and what your wishes are for the future. And it sets you up for the preventive medications, preventive shots, preventive studies that are so critical to keeping you out of trouble.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.